ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोवृष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणालोकतान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा सहगणालोकिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। भक्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद द्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नाम। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी वेलकम यू फॉर दिस वीकली Sunday feast program at Shishiradha Gopinath Temple. Actually, it's so appreciable that all of you, you know, leave your Sunday afternoon sleep and everything to come here. It's nicely raining outside. You see, the atmosphere is so nice. It's raining, the atmosphere has cooled down. When such things happen, people go to eat bhajia. Nobody comes to the temple. Then immediately on a rainy day, people make their plan that now I'll go, I will eat specific kanda bhaji. I'll have 2-3 plates, then I'll go to my room. Already it is dark around, so I'll pull all the curtains and nicely sleep. Of course, in temple also there is scope of sleeping. Nobody, you know, when a speaker like me is speaking. But advantage of sleeping in the temple is after 1 hour you'll have to wake up because there is kirtan. But when they sleep at home, people, you know, they get up typically at 6:30. If you are staying in an apartment, at 6:30 you will see people coming out of the gallery totally disoriented. They are looking out because they are not understanding this is 6:30 a.m. or 6:30 p.m. whether they have to go to office today or there are still 12 hours. Many of them who basically sleep in the afternoon and get up in the evening, they go so deep. that firstly when they are woken up, they don't realize where they are. And then what is the time, whether the week has started, whether they have to go to office. So this is the mode of ignorance. But all of you have chosen to give it up, come to the temple and listen katha. Because this time, 1:30 to 2:30, is a prime time of sleeping in the city. And you have opted to come here. This is really appreciable, because people are, you know, I also wanted to make some phone calls today, but on the way I didn't make, because I realized today Sunday afternoon people are sleeping. People don't make noise, but we opt to come to the temple. And that is what tapasya is all about. The human life is meant for doing this tapasya. We don't easily achieve anything in life. Even if you see a materialistic person, it's not that somebody without working hard just kept on succeeding in life and achieving many things. That never happens. Never happens. Behind every successful person, there is hard work. There is hard work. No, and only after hard work and tapasya in the sense, there is sacrifice. You have to give up something to achieve something higher. Even that works in material world. So if we have to achieve Krishna, we have to give up some activities which are there, which sometimes we may like also. Anybody on a Sunday would like to eat at 12:30 and sleep and get up in the evening. But then we come here, we listen to katha, and instead of sleeping, we try to awaken the soul. Today we are discussing about, or this series of the demons killed by Krishna. And the demon which, killing of which demon which we are discussing today is Shakatasura. In the Garga Samhita, the reference of Shaktasur is as follows, that he was a demon whose body was made up of air. In the previous life, he was son of Hiranyaksha and his name was Utkach. And once he went to hermitage of Lomasha Muni, and in that hermitage he started cutting trees. And because he was cutting trees, Lomasha Muni cursed him that you will become a demon. I got very scared when I heard this. How many of you cut trees? I just wanted to ask. So no, none of us can become a demon? You cut trees. Okay. How do you cut trees? With the axe. But I would say all of us are cutting trees, because we are using paper. So much of paper. Those who are working in the office, we are not conscious when we are using paper. We say, we'll take a printout, rough printout. Then we say, fair one. One more correction. So 4-5 pages. It's not that we use some rough paper behind which we take a rough printout, then we take a fair printout. So basically when I read this, cutting trees, just for cutting trees, he was cursed that in your next life you will become Shaktasura. And we would immediately think that, okay, there is no chance of me becoming Shaktasura because I don't cut trees. But yes, we do cut the trees by using so much of paper. And we promote cutting of trees by promoting newspapers. When we are reading a newspaper, we have to understand that this paper is coming from trees and these trees are cut for this. So we have to be very judicious. We have so many Srila Prabhupada's books which are printed on paper. Now that is the correct use of paper. That is what Srila Prabhupada used to say. Correct use of paper for propagating literature, spiritual literature. That is what is the correct use of paper is. Otherwise what we are doing is so much of literature is there, the karmi literature, on which so much of prajalpa goes on, and people are just using paper for this. Another just question I just wanted to ask you, that is it good, now answer this very, is it good to have a dustbin in the house? Yes. Everybody agrees there should be dustbin. No, that is wrong. Because whatever, those who are staying in Bombay, whatever you are throwing in the dustbin actually goes to the Deonar dump. Whatever plastic you are throwing and whatever you are throwing. Now I'm not speaking as a devotee. He introduced that I work at KM Hospital. I am also a class 1 officer of Bombay Municipal Corporation. So I'll take this opportunity to educate you on this. People are very proud that I keep my house clean and I never litter anywhere. I never throw things here and there. I always throw it in the dustbin. Now Krishna consciousness is beyond that. We have one devotee, Shantipurnath Prabhu, Samir Palecha. You can meet him at some point. Even you go to Govardhan Eco Village, you can take advice from there. We may feel very proud that I am using dustbin at home and I always throw things in dustbin. No. Because by throwing things in dustbin, you are just adding things at Deonar dump, where things are just getting piled up. So what this devotee does, like for example, how many of you drink Ahimsa milk? Milk from Pathmeda cows. Okay. So you know this concept that all these devotees, they called it as Ahimsa milk, because the cow from which they are drinking the milk is not killed after she stops giving milk. Normally when we drink milk from any of these cows and all, we get milk from any of these goshalas, most of the goshalas, what they do is they inject hormones and all those in the cow and they take milk out by machines, and once the cow stops giving milk, they send it to the slaughterhouse, or the cow is killed or not taken care of. So therefore it was challenged in the Western countries. Somebody challenged the Hare Krishna people that how come you are drinking milk, because milk, so much of violence is involved. So many of our devotees here stop drinking milk because they go to the West for preaching, and Westerners, they start asking them, how you are drinking milk? Because milk is produced after so much of violence on cows. So therefore then our Tulsi Priya Prabhu from our temple, he did all this research and then he found out this Pathmeda, a place in Rajasthan where the cows are taken care of till their death. Till they die, the cows are taken care of. So there is no violence. They freely roam around, they graze, and then the milk, they are not separated from their calf violently. They are allowed to stay and they are taken care till their death. So that is called as Ahimsa milk. Even some of our devotees, like they have this site Eco Mitra, they all provide Ahimsa milk. Even this Pathmeda milk is available across the dairy which is there across the temple. I come to the temple every day, I just pick up milk from there. Now I'll just ask all those devotees who raise their hand that they drink this Ahimsa milk. Who are those devotees? Please raise your hand. Okay. Now what do you do with that plastic cover of the packet? Dustbin. So what we are doing is we claim that we are using this Ahimsa milk and all, but again we throw plastic in the dustbin. From dustbin it goes to the big dustbin in our area, and there a cow comes and by mistake eats that plastic and she dies. So when we are using plastic which is not biodegradable, we throw it on the land, a cow eats and a cow dies. We throw it in water, a fish is dying. And then we are very proud. All of you, I think most of you who are sitting here are vegetarians. And we are very proud that I don't kill any animals. But we need to understand this sensitively, that just by using plastic we are killing animals. So what this devotee does is, every day after he removes the milk into the vessel, he will wash it. He will wash that milk packet, plastic packet, he will wash it and he will dry it. And he will stack it all, and he meticulously goes and gives it to the Raddiwala. And the Raddiwala sends it for cycling. It's not possible for all the hectic schedule, within all hectic schedule, but we should try our best. The reason I am telling you this is, at Wada, once when we found a dead cow, and inside the intestine we found 4 kilo of polythene. In the intestine of the cow, 4 kilo of polythene. That was not a cow which we were taking care of, but it was just grazing around, and she had eaten 4 kilo of polythene. So we very nicely, sometimes after going back from the Sunday feast, sometimes we pick up some vegetables at Grant Road, and we carry so much of polythene with us. So devotee also has to be sensitive about this planet, about how he to the level to which he should be non-violent. Is even indirectly, I should not be killed. Sometimes when it is inevitable, of course we do use many things, but as much as possible. So at my house also, I did lot and lots of preaching to my servant at the house, and ultimately then now he has made 2 dustbins, one for biodegradable stuff and one for non-biodegradable stuff. So all those go separate. Biodegradable stuff also can be turned into compost and can be used in cultivation of trees, which we are talking about. This Shakatasur became a demon just because of cutting trees in ashram. So we should be very sensitive about all this. So he was cursed. So after being cursed, he immediately started begging that, please, please, please forgive me. And then the Lomash Musi said that, okay, next birth you will be touched by Krishna. So this is very usual in Puranas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, all these stories we keep on reading. People do offenses. After doing offenses, they beg forgiveness. Then they beg forgiveness. Then they said, okay, okay, then you will get this. We also in our life, we keep on doing like this, right? Sometimes we offend some devotee, sometimes we offend some person, then we go to him, we say, sorry, sorry, please, 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 please. And then again, after 15, 20 days, after a month, again we keep on committing the same mistakes. This killing of Shakatasur happened when Krishna turned 3 months. At 3 months, the child starts turning by the side. Okay? And that samskar is called as Uthana samskar. And on the day of Uthana samskar, there was a celebration. Now see how our Vedic culture is beautiful. Child starts turning, there is a festival. Otherwise, in India now, people have forgotten all this. Have you heard of Uthana samskar? Has somebody invited you for Uthana samskar of their child? We only know name-keeping ceremony. Actually, that is called as Barsa, which has to be done on Bara, that is 12th day. That also we never do. We do it at some other day. And next big celebration is first birthday. When birthday means balloons and cake. I remember in childhood, we never had this tradition of cutting cake actually. Even when I was in my hometown, we never cut cakes on birthdays. On the day of our birthdays, our grandparents used to, you know, kind of bless us. And with diyas, they used to, you know, kind of ovalna mantat Marathi madhe. We used to do that for them. We don't call it arati, that is called. And they used to put a tilak on our head and all such things. And if there is a great grandmother, now all this concept of great grandmother and all is going to disappear after a few days. So I had my great grandmothers for my first birthday, and at our place, when the great grandmother sees the great grandson's birthday, they used to put golden flowers on their head. So flowers of gold were thrown. Even for my daughter, we did this because her great grandparents were still alive. Now with life expectancy is reducing to 60 almost, and people are having children at 40. So that means your child will be 20 when you die, so he will be in college only, he will not even finish his college education. People are having single child. You nowadays ask anyone, how many children you have? One. Or unne ek hi bas usse hi hum log thak gaye. And so what is going to happen in the future, I'll just tell you, with this single child business people are doing. These relations called as uncle, auntie, and uncle auntie is English, I'll talk about kaka, kaki, atya, mama. These are all going to disappear from our Indian culture. Because people are just single child, usko bhai nahi hai, no kaka, behen nahi hai, so his children have no atya. If there is a single daughter, she doesn't have a sister, so no maushi. So people are going to forget this word, and then that uncle auntie culture will seep in into our this thing. And child, Prabhupada says, was never considered as burden that time. It was pleasure. If you see, check out with your grandparents and all, how many children they had? 4, 5. My grandfather had 5 brothers. My mother, she had 6 sisters and 2 brothers. So total we were 25 cousins. So we used to go for every vacation for 2 months at our grandparents' house. 25 of us used to stay together. For 25 of us, my mommy used to make breakfast, lunch and dinner. And then she used to take us to swimming pool. And she used to be always counting the heads, whether everybody is there. 25 of her nephews and nieces. And my brother jumped like this. So we used to put these dabbas. Previously we never had those floaters. So we used to carry those dabbas of dalda and all. So he jumped like this and only the dabba came up. So then she started to say, hey, only 24, ek jan missing hai. So then everybody went down and then got him up. So child was never considered. I didn't see any of my mousies and mommies and anyone, you know, crying over this, ki itne bacche hai, nothing. Nowadays with one child in the house, now people, they get married and then they have children after 8 years, 10 years, because they want to do their career. And in that whole process of career, what is happening is, they are having children at 40, and at 40 then they cannot lift their child also. Because they say, ki nahi, doctor ne bola hai, vajan nahi uthane ka. So, you know, they are like not able to lift. They are by the, at 40 all this neck pain starts, back pain starts, there is this disc prolapse and all such things which we used to see as a doctor at the age beyond 50. Now this starts at 40. So having child at 40. So these are all the disadvantages. And the child in Mumbai city is seen so much as a burden. You know, sometimes those mothers, they take this maternity leave or something after this thing. And staying at home with child is not a pleasure for them. They, you know, they just go crazy. So much so that they are just waiting for the husband to return. So husband comes home, the wife just throws the baby at him. She says, the whole day I am taking care of him. Now you... The child doesn't understand whether I'm a child or a relay baton, you know. Just so the mother then, you know, sleeps giving, because whole day she is with the child and he is waking up every 2 to 3 hours. And then the mother will sleep, get up at 8:39. By that time the father has not even changed. Oh, wahi tie ke saath woh bachche ko khel. As soon as the mother wakes up, he goes, throws them, take the relay baton. And again the child starts thinking, I mean, relay baton or football or volleyball, what are people doing with me? Therefore, once in a divorce case, one judge was asking, you know, a child, that you want to stay with your father? He said, no. Why? You know, he beats me. I said, you want to stay with your mother? No, no. She beats me. Whom do you want to stay with? He says, I want to stay with the Indian cricket team. Why? No, because nobody beats them. They cannot beat anyone, and you know, he says, they don't beat anyone and they are beaten up by everyone. So they don't beat anyone. So I like to stay with them. And then what happens during this samskar, where Krishna starts turning and this function is going on, Uttan samskar function. So there was no cake cutting, there was no balloons or anything, but nice feast, and everybody from Vraja was invited. And Brahmanas were chanting the Vedic hymns. And as Brahmanas were chanting the Vedic hymns, Krishna fell asleep. And when I was reading this, I was so excited to read this, that even Krishna also falls asleep while hearing Vedic hymns. I felt the tendency is coming from him only. Otherwise, I also feel sleepy while chanting many times. Okay, that's just a joke actually. So, he fell asleep. The moment he felt asleep, Mother Yashoda silently laid him on the bed. Now this is something very meticulously followed even today. When the child sleeps, there is a stunning silence in the house. Shh, you go to that house, shh, everybody is doing like this. Immediately people put their mobiles on silent mode. Here in temple hall, every time we make an announcement, please put your mobiles on silent. Still somebody's mobile keeps on them. But child sleeps at home, all mobiles silent, landline is kept aside, the ring bell, door bell, everything is shut off. And the rule is, if the child wakes up by your ringtone, you have to take care of the child. Therefore, people are so conscious about the child should not wake up. Don't think that people think that let the child sleep peacefully. No, 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 no. Because if he wakes up, who will take care of him? That's a big question. So this is how we have become, unfortunately. But Mother Yashoda was not like that. She was not thinking that if he wakes up, I'll have to take care of him again. Mother Yashoda was thinking that if this child is sleeping, let him get proper rest. Let him get proper rest. It's not like people, when the child is sleeping, you know, people are looking at the child and doing their work. Let me finish this project before he wakes up. It was not like that. And people pray that let him sleep, let him sleep. Very nicely. There is this syrup available in the market for increasing memory. I don't want to tell the name of the syrup here. And the one of the side effect of that syrup is sound sleep. So you know, Ayurvedic syrup. So many you know, parents also, they give it to their child. So that child sleeps peacefully. They can peacefully do their work. And then Mother Yashoda was engaged in receiving all the friends, relatives, residents of Vrindavan. But she became so busy. Because she was doing it all herself, receiving everyone, asking everyone for food. It's not like today what they do, event management. You don't do anything. You just call the event manager, you give him a lakh of rupees, you tell him you manage. And then there are those paid people who are smiling nicely. They have done their makeup. They don't know whose marriage is there and anything. They will be smiling, taking. And we also, that all is artificial because they are being paid, they are smiling. They don't get their payment, they start shouting. So, and we feel, oh, this is so nice. But that culture was not there in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda was personally looking after everyone. Personally looking after that how, whether everybody is receiving prasadam properly, getting their gifts. But in that whole process, she forgot to feed Krishna milk. Okay? And Krishna there, she kept Krishna just below a cart. That cart is called a shakata. That's how this demon entered this shakata or a bullock cart or plain cart. without a bullock, a cart was kept, which is called Shakata. So therefore his name is Shakatasura. So Krishna was crying because he was not fed milk. So for those, of course, the rules of human body don't apply to Krishna, but in the human children, when they are newly born, their capacities of the stomach is only 30 ml. While in adults, now I am an anatomist, so I am talking this. Adults, the capacity is 1.5 liters. Okay, so adults can eat that much, but a newborn only has a capacity of 30 ml. And that is a reason a newborn child always, after every 2 hours, he wakes up for milk. If you have observed a newborn child sleeping, or if you have somebody in your neighborhood who has just given birth to, you go to meet the mother and mother is like exhausted like this. That kya ho gaya? Raat ko sota hi nahi. Har 2 ghante ko uthta hai. Because the capacity is 30 ml. As the 30 ml milk goes ahead, he starts crying. You must have typically seen that child is sleeping and suddenly he starts like, he starts crying. Because that milk has gone ahead. And then the mother feeds. Moment the mother feeds, he becomes a saint like this. And moment that 30 ml in 2 hours goes, I say, so that is the human anatomy. That is how it is, the body is made up of. You know, and then after few days when they start giving the top feed, and they, mothers, you know, they sometimes they sit with a bowl of some kheer or something in the night and they feel ki pura kheer iske andar jayega. Then he will not get up in the night. It's not like then that child vomits, you know, half of this. Because by then the capacity just becomes 50 ml, 100 ml. That bowl is 150, 200 ml. It cannot take that much. So a mother has to go through this. There is no option available actually for this. Initial days of motherhood. And that's why we advise that a mother taking a long leave after the child is born. Because otherwise, nowadays that maternity leave, then people cut it short and they join work. And the child is totally dependent on mother's milk actually for 6 months to 1 year. Then he will have so many deficiencies and all such things happen. So it's very necessary that once we give birth to a child, we even take care of it very nicely. It's not that just like animals we give birth and we don't take care of them. So here it happened that Yashoda forgot to feed Krishna. Of course, for Krishna all those rules of 30 ml don't apply at all. But he was hungry, so he started crying. And because of various noises which were around, Mother Yashoda could not hear. She could not hear Krishna is crying. So, I was just thinking of this, that Krishna is crying, Krishna is hungry. He is crying out for us. And Mother Yashoda, no, we cannot compare Mother Yashoda to us, fallen souls. But if we want to use this story for ourselves, what can I learn from this? She could not hear Krishna calling her because of the various noises. So various noises go on in your heart, right? Our heart is so much, so noisy, so noisy. People are so much in their thoughts, you must have seen. You call sometimes somebody and they are just looking at something and they are in their own, then they are shaken like this. Sorry, you are calling me. So much people are in their own thoughts. So much of noise is going on inside. So we never hear Krishna crying. So now Krishna became angry because he was hungry and mother was not. Now this line I have picked up directly from, all these lines are from the Krishna book. The child, however, became angry because he was hungry and his mother was not paying attention to him. So when I read this line, I started thinking, Krishna becomes angry when we don't pay attention to him. And that is what we do many times when we are chanting. We are chanting his holy names, but we are not paying attention to Krishna. Many times people, they claim, you know, that my devotional service, you know, to Krishna is more like one-way love. I am doing so much for Krishna, but Krishna is not reciprocating. Actually, yes, it is one-way love, but it is one-way love from Krishna's side. From Krishna's side, it is one-way love. Because you call Krishna's name, Krishna comes, he is besides you for the 2 hours of your chanting. He is besides us. But we don't pay attention to him. But next day still he comes. It's not that he says, okay, main kal aaya, 2 ghanta aapke baaju mein khada raha, you never looked at me, you never thought of me, so I now... Even great personalities, one great singer, she had come to our hometown, and you know, people did some booing, ooh, at her, and then she said, I'm never going to sing in this town, city. I felt insulted. But we insult Krishna so much. We insult Krishna so much by not paying attention to him. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead present in the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So Krishna is present in the holy name, but we don't pay attention. So what happens when we don't pay attention? Krishna, however, became angry because he was hungry and his mother was not paying attention to him. So very important to pay attention to the children. So he lifted his legs and began to kick his lotus feet just like ordinary child. So whenever these words are there, just like ordinary child, immediately a tendency to think that Krishna is also ordinary. But in the next line, baby Krishna had been placed underneath a hand-driven cart while kicking his legs accidentally touched the wheel of the cart and it collapsed. Now, we just hear of it, the cart collapsed. Now, if you go and see the details, of what all happened to that cart, all the utensils on the cart fell down. The wheel was separated from the axle and the spokes of the wheel were broken and scattered hither thither. Just a touch of Krishna to the cart collapses, the wheels come out of the axle and the spokes come out of the wheel. And Krishna is 3 months old. That is how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you know, he talks about difference between Krishna and other incarnation. And he says, this is how Krishna is different. He doesn't have to strain. Krishna doesn't have to strain for killing anyone. And he gives examples. He says, as Narsingadev also, when he had to kill a demon, he had to strain, he had to put on an animal's face and he had to grow nails and then he came and then he killed. It's a strain. He gives example of Vaman. That Vaman Dev also, for Bali Maharaj, he had to stretch his leg and then with that leg then he pushes Bali Maharaj down. Now if you see even other incarnations also, which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has not mentioned, but if you see other incarnations also, like the fish incarnation, Matsya Avatar, he has to strain and take that ship through all that ocean, and the Kurma incarnation has to bear a mountain on the back. Vara incarnation has to lift the earth, take form of a boar, and Parshuram he also has to take the axe and kill the demons. Now Ram is a very sensitive issue in India. Now, Ram is very closer of all these incarnations, Lord Ram, because he didn't stray, but still he had to use this bow and arrow. There is no evidence where, you know, Ram killed somebody like this just by touching or just by kicking. Or Lord Ram started killing the demons when he was a small child. He started, Ram is Maryada Purushottam. He never crosses limit. He doesn't kill anyone when he is a child. When only when he only becomes an adult, he starts killing. He follows Indian law or whatever penal codes are there properly. So he doesn't cross any limit. But Krishna, if you see, he kills demons with his face touch while dancing, playing. Basically, if in today's material world they use the word cool or they use the word chill. So Krishna is like that. His life is chilled. He doesn't, you know, strain and go and kill anyone. He's sleeping, he kicks a cart. He realizes that a demon is there in the cart. Because he had a body made up of air. So he went inside. Okay, all these demons who are without a body, they are most dangerous. They will enter something and then they will act. Okay, so many, you know, spirits are there. So they even enter human beings. Forget about a cart. And they make them act as to fulfill their own desires. You see the demons killed by Krishna without any strain. Cool. Putana comes. While sucking the breast, he kills her. Doesn't even, you know, effort to punch her or anything. Nothing. Nothing. Just sucking milk kills her. Trinavart. Now this person takes Krishna high up in the sky and tries to kill. So all our terrorists nowadays, you know, they go in the airplane and in the sky they do all such things, taking out. So Trinavart is the origin of all such people, killing in the sky. So he made that attempt, but Krishna just, you know, held his neck like this and killed him. No weapons. Actually, if you see, Krishna in his Vrindavan pastimes, which we say are like his Golok Vrindavan pastimes, or Vrindavan is like Golok Vrindavan, and then there is a debate always when Krishna went to Dwarka, what happened, whether he was the Krishna or a part of Krishna went, or his extension went, his expansion went, and all those things. But Krishna, when he was in Vrindavan, he did not kill a single demon using weapons. I need to confirm this with Vishwarupa Prabhu. Correct? Yeah. Because he is expert in all this. So he did not kill a single demon. Of course, in Dwarka pastimes and all, sometimes we hear of Krishna fighting with bow and arrow. But here, without strain, Yamal Arjun trees were the sons of Nalaku, who were the sons of Kuber, and they were, you know, standing there, and Krishna, while, you know, he is moving around in the courtyard, makes the trees fall and delivers them. Killing of Aghasur. Now Krishna goes inside the serpent and then comes out killing the serpent. And you see how Kaliya was killed. Not killed, was kind of subdued while dancing. So Krishna is same thing, just the effect of Krishna's feet. Just he touches a cart and a cart collapses. So similarly, while dancing on Kaliya's hoods, he was punishing him. So what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, no strain. No strength. So Krishna is the best example of stress management. What we talk about stress management, we should not take any stress. Here is killing demons without stress. The Davanal is going on and he says, okay, close your eyes. Takes it all inside. He wants to lift Govardhan, he just goes and picks it on the left finger like this. And coolly stands there 7 days without any strain or... And he's talking to people in that whole thing. He's looking at the gopis, light long lances. He's, you know, playing his flute also. So basically, all those who are looking out for a cool person, I feel, where else you can find such a cool person who is even cool while killing those demons? No strain, no this thing. Here we are so, we live under so much of stress. So we should learn something from Krishna. We live under so much of stress. On Sunday we are just thinking of Monday, kal, tomorrow I have to do this in office, I have to do that in office. Actually, it is said that only 10% of people die because of overwork. 90% die thinking of work. They just keep on thinking, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, I have to do that. It also happens in our life. We are, in our mind, we have so much. There is something called as psychosomatic diseases. What is psychosomatic disease? This is not psychiatric disease. Psychology affecting your soma, your organs. They are called as psychosomatic diseases. Because of so much of thoughts that go in the mind, one develops blood pressure because of that stress. Somebody becomes diabetic. Just by thinking of work and that pressure, the sleep is disturbed. So once the sleep is disturbed, many other diseases seep in. So when there is too much of stress, think of how Krishna is coolly doing things, coolly killing demons, coolly lifting Govardhan. Now we don't have a task like this. Somebody has told you, ki jao Govardhan utao. We don't. We have some office work here, come on, some few projects to complete. Here Krishna is coolly lifting the Govardhan for 7 days and is stress-free. So devotees firstly have to, you know, learn to live a very stress-free life. And we are so much actually used to live with stress, so much used to live with stress that I have seen. We get up in the morning, everything, my 16 rounds. You know, that 16 rounds is also a stress. To finish it. Then that whole morning, you know, they are looking, to finish. And then 16 rounds over there, throw the bit back. And they go to office. See, anyways, 16 rounds is going to take that 1.5 to 2 hours. So why look at that watch again and again and again and again, think whether I'll complete or not complete. Complete or not complete. Or think of Krishna, don't think of the watch, don't think of time. And then at the end we realize I've finished my 16 rounds, but I've not remembered Krishna. Why? Because I took that stress of finishing 16 rounds. It happens with many devotees, with many devotees. That stress that I want to finish off. Khatam. Sola mala khatam ho gaya. People use the word khatam. Now what is khatam? Khatam is what, you know, terrorists do. You know, they make people stand in one line and then they shoot, they fire and people die. That is khatam. And we use the word khatam. Sola mala khatam ho gaya. So khatam, chanting khatam karke aata ho, you know. I sometimes feel Krishna also must be getting scared. Chanting the holy name and we say holy name, bas, chanting khatam karke aata. Why to do khatam and all these words like terrorists? Just coolly, whenever we try to remember Krishna, which is more important. And if we are dependent on Krishna, we are sincere, Krishna will help us. Krishna will help us even remember if that one round is remaining. If we are really sincere, we will sleep on the bed and then we'll remember. Oh, that all that remembrance and forgetfulness comes from Krishna. So that will happen. So we should not be so much tensed, of course. We should be very sincere in our chanting. That's no doubt about that. But that sincerity starts while sleeping early. That we don't do. Our sincerity in chanting is finishing it in the morning. But for finishing in the morning, we have to get up early. To get up early, we have to sleep early. Now typically with all those smartphones, what happens is, we lie on the bed at 9, but we sleep at 11. Because we, you know, keep on going to the various applications and WhatsApp and Facebook and all those things. While chanting, we tell that we should not use this finger because we use it for in the mouth, we use it for pointing. I tell we should not use it because nowadays you use it for this finger is such a big obstacle in the devotional service. Even with bead bag, you know devotees because this finger is left. So I thought, why to keep it outside? Let it keep it inside because when this something empty, so they can hold phone in one hand. Everything is possible. So really, this finger is used for many bad things. And the worst thing I don't feel is putting in the mouth and rinsing the mouth. That is not. The worst thing is when we lie on the bed at 9 o'clock till we sleep, what we keep on doing, that 1 hour, sometimes half an hour, sometimes 1.5 hour. And then morning we get up and then we are not fresh. And there is stress of finishing the round. We want to run through the chanting. So basically, to make the mind calm, silent, not excited. Because all those things, what we see on social media, just excites the mind. And when the mind is excited, it goes beyond sattva-gun. I would not say beyond sattva-gun, it falls from sattva-gun and goes into mode of passion. Nowadays we see so many issues in children where puberty starts early and also doctors, patients, they ask us that why puberty is starting so early, people are developing entering into puberty which was at 12, 13, 14, now we see at 9, 10 because of excitation, mental excitation. So much mental excitation goes on in movies and the exposure and television and internet. So that exposure just excites the mind, and that over-excitation causes hormonal imbalance. So we, as much as possible, we should try to see to it that our mind remains calm. And that can be done by constant chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Only when that whole day when we live with that determination, it is possible that when we retire on the bed at 9, 9:30, we don't need anything to entertain us. Basically, I have seen people's mind goes wild when they go on the bed, retire on the bed. The mind just says, no, I don't want anything which is Krishna conscious. I want some jokes, I want to hear some song, I want to see some movie, I want to see some funny video, anything. People are... Now, why does this happen? Because whole day we have been exciting our mind. So when the whole day the mind is in an excited state, suddenly mind is not like, it doesn't have a button that, okay, switched off, now sleep. No. Okay, when we are in sattva guna, only then it is possible that we don't opt for external things for our own enjoyment. When person starts enjoying that calmness and peace in the mind, then he doesn't need all those videos and jokes for his sense gratification. So suddenly all of them were astonished that how this child kicked a cart and that cart was broken. Otherwise Krishna would have not broken a cart, but this Shakatasur was a demon who had come to kill Krishna, and Krishna realized that he is in the cart, so Krishna just killed him. And then all the small children told that no, this child, Krishna, we saw him, Krishna struck the cart and the cart was broken. So how do we believe in these children? Everybody started speaking that somebody tells you a child kicked so hard that the wheels come out of the axle and the spokes come out of the wheel. And this is the statement from Krishna book. The cowherd men and women could understand that all powerful personality could not understand that all powerful personality was lying there as a baby. This is what Prabhupada has written. And that he could do anything, both possible and impossible in his power. Now Prabhupada's this statement gives so much of hope to me. The cowherd men and women could not understand that all powerful personality was lying there as a baby and he could do anything, both possible and impossible were in his power. In our devotional life, what happens typically is at some point we start feeling that it's impossible for going back to Godhead. We start feeling, I have so much of desires in my heart, so much of dirty thoughts in my heart that I don't think I will become a pure devotee in this life. So we say it is impossible. Yeah, but that's what Prabhupada is saying here. Both possible and impossible are in his power. It's in Krishna's power whether to, you know, in 1 second he can actually make us pure devotees. We have to just keep on continuing in devotional life. Okay, we should not be calculating that, okay, now so many 20 years of devotional service, so now at least pride should have gone or at least lust should have reduced. No. Our calculations don't work there. Krishna can in a second make us pure devotee. And that's what Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was once telling, that one day you'll just realize while serving that you have become a pure devotee. Means a time will pass where you'll not even realize that you have become pure. So you have to just continue in devotional service knowing this statement that both possible and impossible are in his power. So whenever we feel that it's impossible for me to be delivered, it's impossible for me to become pure devotee, it's impossible for me to give up lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, both possible are impossible and impossible are in Krishna's hand. So this was the last, actually this killing of Shakatasur was just one page from Krishna book, but each sentence what Srila Prabhupada has written over here, I thought we can speak on each sentence written by Srila Prabhupada, because all this Srila Prabhupada said has been dictated to him by Krishna. All these words, each and every word in the books of Srila Prabhupada have been dictated by Krishna. So actually through these books which Srila Prabhupada has given us, Krishna is talking to us. Because Prabhupada just being a very humble, transparent media for conveying what Krishna wanted this age, Kali Yuga people, you know, how to become devotees. So Krishna has dictated all these books to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada at once even told that I didn't want to leave the spiritual world. But then Krishna said, you write books. He said, no. And then he said, then Krishna said, I will dictate the books to you. You write. I'll be there with you. And that's how all these books have come upon. So these books we should never leave. The reading of Srila Prabhupada's books. Daily. Daily reading. Only chanting. Yes, at once one devotee, you know, asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, after finishing 16 rounds, if I have time, and I just feel like chanting and I don't feel like reading the books, what should I do? Should I continue chanting? Prabhupada said, no. Then you are doing Guru Aparad. Because this is my instruction to all the followers of ISKCON, that they should read my books. And the reason Srila Prabhupada says they should be reading my books is because these books are not his books. These books are dictated by Krishna. And therefore Prabhupada said to that Mataji, who was his disciple, and Prabhupada said that you have to read these books. This is my instructions. If you are not reading my books, you are doing Guru Aparad. Okay, so we should see to it that after we finish our 16 rounds, rather I do in a reverse way. I get up in the morning and first thing I do is I read Srila Prabhupada's book for some time before I start chanting. So that we are prepared for this kind of warming up, just for some time to chant our rounds. So we should see to it that before we retire on the bed every day, we have done this ABCD that we have associated with devotees. We have written we have read the books of Srila Prabhupada. We have chanted our 16 rounds. And we have taken some prasadam. And we have to just continue in this process. Of course, everybody is anxious, you know. Everybody is anxious to get Krishna prema. You know, devotees keep on asking, Prabhuji, kab, when, is raat ki subha kab hoki? When will that day come when I will get pure devotion? Whether that will come or not come. So we have this devotee, Akrur Prabhu, he asked His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj this question that when will we get this Krishna Prema, or whether we'll get or whether we don't get. It's very depressing, so many years we are doing this devotional service. So Radhanath Maharaj told a very nice story. He told a story of a servant who was serving his master very faithfully. And on the day of his retirement, he said the servant was kind of depressed. So the master asked him, what happened? So the servant said, actually I kept on serving you my whole life, but I didn't earn anything. I don't have any savings, I don't have anything. Don't have any money. So the master takes him to a side room. And there one cloth was there. He said, remove this cloth. And the servant removes the cloth. And there were pots kept there. And all the pots were full of gold coins. He said, this all is yours. He said, all is mine. Yeah. He said, all is yours. Whatever you are earning from your service to me, I was keeping it here in this room, so that I can give it to you when you need. Because if I would have given you before, you would have spent it lavishly somewhere. You would have misused it. So therefore I kept it with me. Similarly, whatever we are earning from our devotional life, Krishna is keeping with him. Krishna is not giving it to us. Because if Krishna gives it to us, for example, suddenly we become free of pride. Immediately we'll print a t-shirt and write behind, no pride, no lust. Suddenly we become free of lust. We say, no lust, no lust here in this. And then we'll be proud of that I don't have any lust. So Krishna knows that, because we say that one chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra liberates a person, and here we are chanting 16 rounds. So we are earning lots and lots and lots from this chanting, but Krishna is very nicely like a master. And when the time comes, He'll just remove that cloth and then He will tell, okay, this is all you have earned from all that devotional service you did, from all that chanting and all that Sunday seva you did, all that security services you did. You stood there managing the crowd, doing the crowd care, and you stood there serving rice and dal and sabji, and you are there at the shoe stall serving the devotees, carrying the chappals. All the services you have done, this is what you have earned. So now take this and go back to God. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. I'll not take any questions because I'm scared of questions. And I'm very particular about time. It's 2:30. I have exactly finished my lecture. Sitting here, it's not that there is some privilege or anything. I'm also rather below all of you. But if everybody starts saying that, okay, I have so much lust in the heart, I have so much greed in the heart, how can I give a lecture? Then there will be nobody here to give a lecture. So somebody has to do this tapasya. I talked about tapasya, to sit here and speak for 1 hour. So that's what I did, Hare Krishna.